From 1 till 4.
Afternoons with Matt Webb. Cambridge
105. So it is now a fraction after 2:30, and I'm pleased to welcome to Cambridge 105 this afternoon Patsy Glazebrook from Sick Children's Trust. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
So first of all, Patsy, just tell us about Sick Children's Trust for people who aren't familiar with the work of the charity.
Well, I'm delighted to be on your programme and delighted you've chosen us to be Charity of the Month for February. But the Sick Children's Trust started originally in 1982. The first home from home was down at Great Ormond Street Hospital. And this mission statement, if you like, is home from homes where parents and siblings can stay when a child is seriously ill in hospital. And since then, around the country, there are several of these homes, and we're very lucky. In Cambridge, in the year 2000, they built Acorn House up in the Edinburgh Hospital site, and 3 years ago, in the Rosie Maternity Hospital extension, they built Chestnut House.
So lots of people are actually using the services at the
yes.
moment.
Yes. What it is, the children are in Addenbrookes for varying reasons. It could be emergency things, perhaps like falling off a bike and a head injury one morning, totally unexpected, in the hospital, in the neurosurgical unit. They could have come from not just Cambridgeshire, Essex, Norfolk, Suffolk. And in Cambridge, we're so lucky to have Acorn House, where the parents can stay and the siblings and keep the family together when it's always a very stressful time when a child is admitted to hospital, whether it's for routine operations or for medical care. But it's lovely to have the facility nearby.
That's right. And it is important that the parents are very close to the children
exactly.
when they're going through these difficult times.
Exactly. Because children can get very nervous and feel abandoned and terrified in hospital. And of course, it's such a stressful time. And Chestnut House in the Rosie Maternity Hospital is for, again, the parents when one of these very tiny preterm babies are in the neonatal intensive care unit. So we've got 9 bedrooms at Chestnut House, and we originally had 8 bedrooms at Acorn House, but it was extended several years ago, so there's now 15 bedrooms, which means 15 families can stay there at one time. And we've got excellent house managers, both at Acorn House and Chestnut House, to look after the families there.
It's interesting hearing how the charity has grown over the years.
Yes, well, we're very lucky. We have the very well-known actor and musical person, Michael Crawford, who I'm sure a lot of your listeners know from Phantom of the Opera. He is our national president and he takes a great interest in our charity. But it's just through demand. I think you could have houses with many more rooms in them if we had the money to build them. But in Cambridge, we're more than lucky that we have a purpose-built one, Acorn House. The original houses in other parts of the country were often converted from Victorian buildings, so we're lucky that it was purpose-built here.
And you've touched upon fundraising. Now, just tell us about your role in the fundraising for the charity locally.
Yes, I'm not involved with the organisation with the houses or the families. My role is in the year 2000, when we knew that Acorn House was started to be built and officially opened then as well, that I was lucky enough to be asked to get a fundraising committee together. And over the years, we have done over 300 events. We produce 3 programmes a year. And if your listeners are there with a pen and pencil, I shall give out a website and telephone contact number at the end of this interview. And they're very welcome to come to any of our events. We have had over the years people like David Starkey, Esther Ranson, Jeffrey Archer. We have Dame Mary Archer, who's very interested and often comes to our events and gives events for us. And we have had numerous authors, like the local well-known author Sophie Hanna. We've had Victoria Hislop, James Runcie, Barbara Taylor Bradford, Anne Cleves, Alison Weir. So we have lots of different events. These are a sample of the type of people we've had coming and talking about their careers, tea parties, coffee mornings, lunches, dinners. We do all sorts of things. We'll do anything provided it's legal to raise money.
And do you have a team? You say that you're part of a fundraising team. How many are there of you?
There's about 10 of us on the actual committee, and each of us on the committee. I'm the vice president. We have a chairman, and then we have 10 other members, obviously a secretary, a ticketing person, someone that helps sometimes with organizing collections. We often do collections outside supermarkets with the tins. Obviously, we have to have a treasurer. We have also have someone that does publicity. We have someone that sells raffle prizes, raffle tickets. So that is our small committee. But we also have a backup of about 30 helpers who are active and come to some of our events to help at the event as well. Because when I say we've done over 300 events, we do about 30 events a year, have three programs, and each program has about 10 events in it.
Is there anyone coordinating all of this? Because it sounds like you've got so much going on. Oh, do you have regular meetings?
Yes, we do. As a committee, we probably have a meeting every 6 weeks. My role is actually doing the programme. I enjoy doing the programme. And I've been lucky enough over the years to get a lot of people locally to give interesting talks, or nationally, or trying to hunt down celebrities to give of their time. What you learn is, in my sort of role, is to cope with rejection when they say no and they won't do it. You just think, oh, well, try someone else. But I've been very lucky. We've had lots of support. But of course, with help from the committee as well, with suggestions of speakers.
Have you found that being in Cambridge has been very beneficial with regards to getting
speakers?
We're
very lucky with the university and lots of business people, yes. I don't think we could be in a better part of the country for people being supportive to us.
No. And good proximity from London as well.
Exactly. Quite a few of our speakers will come up from London, perhaps do an event for us in an evening or even at lunchtime, and they can go back again to London.
And so, do they keep in touch with you when they've given talks to find out what's going on?
You
keep in touch with them.
In the hope that they might do another one. Yes. So over, I think our total now, we've raised about £640,000. And what our money goes to is actually the ongoing maintenance of Acorn House. Different organisations are very kind often and will give equipment or help furnish at times when it has to be refurbished, but actually ours is the ongoing maintenance, which of course is the boring part, but the absolutely essential part.
And obviously maintenance is quite an expensive thing as well, obviously trying to get the money together to make sure that the premises is maintained to the highest
and
level possible.
And salaries for staff, etc. But headquarters, all the money that we raise locally stays locally. We put that in our original constitution so that people know that.
That's an interesting point, because obviously you are a part of a wider national charity.
We are a national charity, which their headquarters are in London, yes.
So it's nice to know that any fundraising that sounds locally goes straight to the local cause, which is really good stuff. And what got you involved in fundraising in the first place?
I've done some fundraising previously for other charities on a voluntary basis like this, but my background's nursing. I retired last year after nearly, dare I say, about 50 years of different types of nursing. And I did midwifery for quite a long time and worked in special care units, baby care units as we used to call it. Now it's got the rather smart name of neonatal intensive care units, but it means the same thing. But so, and general nursing as well. So I know the stress, especially with children and parents when they come. Years and years ago, there used to be an organisation called NAWCH, N-A-W-C-H, which stood for National Association of Welfare of Children and Hospital. And that then, in the 60s and 70s, was trying to promote children to, when they're in there, to allow parents to stay overnight with them, allow much more visiting than there used to be. At one time, psychologists realised that wards with children were so quiet and wondered why. And the children were just sort of stunned with shock and isolation and thought they'd been deserted. Mm. Now, of course, children's wards are much more happier and have been for years, because there's often unlimited visiting and children feel happier when they've got their friends and relatives visiting.
What sort of feedback do you get from the parents?
Well, we once a year we have an annual coffee morning up at Acorn House, and we sometimes meet some of the parents then. But I know that the house managers get a huge amount of feedback saying how much they've really appreciated it. Loads of letters, and sometimes the families who have been through the houses will also go back to perhaps their area. As I said, it could be Suffolk, it could be Norfolk, it could be Essex, as well as Cambridgeshire, and do some fundraising then. And they'll send that direct to the house. That doesn't come through our Cambridgeshire fundraising committee, but they sometimes will do things to raise money, perhaps marathons, bungee jumping, walks, different from the type of style of lectures, lunches, things that we do.
Broadening what you do, basically.
Absolutely. Mm. Everyone's happy to do their own thing. thing, yes.
So if people want to find out more information, get in contact with you,
please.
How would they do that?
Well, there's a telephone number I'd like to give, which is Susan Evans, our secretary, and her telephone number is 01638 751 474. I'll repeat that, 01638 751 474, and she's the lady who of course can tell you more about the program. But if you want the website, it's, I'll say it and then I'll spell it, is sctcambridge@gmail.com. so it's sctcambridge@gmail.com, and if you look up that, you will see our program, which has lots of interesting events.
And of course, that will go onto the Cambridge 105 website as well, on the charity of the month page that you'll be getting from later on today.
And thank you, Matt, for choosing us for the February
You're more than welcome. Thank you very much.